WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Morning. Happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. A chilly day. A little bit of snow on the top of your car when you head out this morning, but nothing too bad. The roads seem to be in good shape. We'll see what happens Sunday night into Monday. They're saying, you know, one to three inches, but I'll take the one. Prefer the none. I know some of you are snow fans and you're waiting for it, but I am definitely not one of them. In fact, I would prefer if it just rained all winter long. But I also understand that that's not feasible, at least not here in this climate. So 508-996-0500 is our number if you want to call in and be involved in the conversation today. It is also, by the way, the final day to enter to win a pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman at the Vets next Thursday. We're going to draw our final winner today. And Casey will notify you if you are a winner. These are digital tickets that we will just send to you. These aren't even like the ones we transfer to on the Ticketmaster or Live Nation app. These are just tickets that you print out or show on your phone. So super easy to be able to attend this show. But again, it is a no phones show. You won't be allowed to bring your phone in. If you bring a phone into the Vets for the show, they'll have you lock it up in a yonder pouch. So just keep that in mind in case that's not something that you're comfortable with, you know, because you have kids at home with a babysitter or something. But you can enter to win your tickets at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And Tim's tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and the home of the Rack House Club, where you can get 10% off all your whiskey and bourbon purchases. So you heard some of the news there talking about TikTok that apparently the Biden administration and President Biden are leaving it up to the Trump administration about what to do with TikTok. So what's going to happen is when the ban kicks in on Sunday, the current administration isn't going to enforce it. And then when the Trump administration takes over on Monday, they're not, you know, President Trump is determined to keep it around. And as they said in the news, may issue an executive order to override the ban. They're still trying to work it out to see if they can get an American company to take it over. But the important thing is the app's not going to go away completely. For those who use it and like it and enjoy it, it just will be pulled down from the app stores. So you won't have the ability to update it. So eventually it'll become unusable over time. But if you have it on your phone, on your device, whatever, then you'll be okay. If you don't, if you deleted it because you said, oh, they're going to ban it, so I'm just going to delete it and save the space, then you want to get over to your app store and download it before Sunday. And they might work this out to where nothing ends up happening. And you just go on with it as usual. But I've seen a lot of the folks that I know who have become dependent on it as a means of marketing, as a means of business. Like, for example, you know, a lot of businesses out there, do not have a website, which is a huge mistake, but they think that they can get by just having a Facebook page. They don't think that they need a website, that just a Facebook page is enough. Well, but in this increasingly dependent on AI world, you want to have a web presence, because if somebody goes, see, now they go to Google and they say, you know, restaurants near me, or plumbers near me, or auto repair mechanics that specialize in Audi near me. And they're getting this, you know, this list of information that's coming from user reviews, that's coming from Facebook pages and things like that. As this AI progresses, you're going to need a more significant web presence for it to have an effect with this. So just a little plug, we have our Town Square Interactive services here. Michael Nelson, who works with us here in the building. If your business doesn't have a website and you need one, reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com. I'll put you in touch with him, and he'll have a conversation with you about what Town Square Interactive can do to help your business. Because it's not about whether or not you're going to update your website every day and, you know, oh, I run a restaurant. It's easier for me to go on Facebook and just put the specials up. Okay, but you still need a web presence. The Facebook page isn't enough. And he can explain to you all the ins and outs as to why. But anyway, that's a whole different thing. But the businesses that are like, I have a Facebook page, that's enough, that's all that I need. Well, what do you do on those days? And they inevitably happen. What do you do on those days when Facebook has issues? When people can't access it, they can't refresh it. And what do you do if all of a sudden Facebook says, well, you know what? We're not going to allow businesses to promote themselves for free on our pages anymore. We're going to charge you for that. And honestly, a lot of businesses don't realize this, but Facebook will choke your reach if they're not making money off of you. So new people aren't going to find you if you're not in a commercial relationship with Facebook. You're just going to languish out there. But if you give them money to, say, boost a post, or if you give them money to buy some of their advertising, their sponsored posts, then they give you more favorable distribution. So if Facebook went out of business, or if they were even shut down for a couple of days because of a server issue or something, you know, that would affect your business. And that's what's going on for a lot of people that have utilized TikTok. Now, it's not the right approach to build yourself around one particular platform, but that's what a lot of businesses have done. And now they're concerned that come Monday, they're not going to have the same marketing reach. If you are one of those businesses, by the way, reach out to us right away and get the ball rolling for TSI so that no matter what happens, you can have a web presence. But the good news is there are some alternatives that have popped up. They're not necessarily better or worse, but people are starting to migrate over this. So they're just adding one more platform to where they're sharing their content as a backup. And if you are someone who is dependent on social media platforms, you should definitely be on as many as you can. It used to be a lot easier because you had great things like TweetDeck. And TweetDeck would allow you to put posts across multiple Twitter accounts. And it would integrate even other platforms. And then there's Buffer. Buffer allows you to post on multiple platforms at once. Well, but now you can't post on multiple platforms at once. You have to do them one at a time. Like, you know, eventually these tools are changed so that you can't do it as easily as you did, but it's still easier than doing it individually, going into every platform and doing it. But a lot of the folks that I am friends with who thought that they were going to be dependent on TikTok and that they couldn't operate without it are now finding that there are other alternatives. And it brought to mind a question that I'd like to ask you today and see if, you know, we can have a conversation that helps some people realize that maybe they've become too dependent on some things. But the question is, what's one thing that you've recently learned to live without that you never thought you could live without? One thing that you recently learned to live without that you never thought you could live without. And I'll tell you what it is for me. And there's probably more if I think about it a little bit deeper. But the one for me right out of the gate is soda. Particularly Coca-Cola. There were times when I would go through a 12-pack in a day or two. Like I was drinking gallons of Coca-Cola. When I was working in kitchens, I would have a coffee in the morning. But then by like 10 a.m., I'd switch over to Coke, and I always had a Coke. Like the way some people will always have a cup of water, a tumbler of water on their desk. I always had a Coke in front of me. And I drank a ton of it. When I found out that I was diabetic, I said, well, I'm going to get rid of that and go to Coke Zero. And at first, I couldn't make that switch. I did it for a few months, and then I said, no, I can't drink. All of a sudden, it tasted bad to me. So I went back to regular Coke, and, you know, having dinner, got to get a Coke. Having lunch, have to have a Coke. And then when I started the weight loss program, I went back to the Coke Zero. And I had a lot of zero sugar different sodas, the Mountain Dew, the Dr. Pepper, and I like them all. They're good, and I still drink them now occasionally. But I don't drink soda nearly as much as I have in the past. When was the last time I had a Coke? I can't even think of when I did. I don't think I've had a soda since the end of December when I went out to Frontera Grill with some friends. I think I had a Coke that night. And it was a regular Coke because now that I don't drink soda at all anymore and I don't have as much sugar as I've had, I can have a regular Coke now and then. Also, they didn't have Coke Zero. But yeah. I never thought I'd be able to live without it. And now I, not only do I never have it, I don't even think about it. I don't even consider it if I am, first of all, I've always got bottles of water in my car. But if I have to stop at a convenience store to get something, I don't even walk over to the soda section. I walk over to the waters. I may on occasion get pure leaf tea. I get the unsweetened pure leaf tea. But generally, I'm either drinking coffee or water and then, you know, my occasional something from Stevie's Wine and Spirits that I'll have at night. In fact, I went somewhere probably in November. Where did I go? I'm trying to think of where it was that I went out to eat. Well, that I just stopped in to get something. And they had, not only did they have Coke Zero, but they had like other zero sugar options. It was in a case, you know, like, or you buy them individually. And I was like, well, now maybe this is starting to catch on. Because if you go to the movies, at the beginning, at least at AMC, I don't know how it is at other theaters. I go to AMC because of the membership. But when you go to the movies, they have the commercial at the beginning for the refresh, you know, for Coca-Cola. But they're pushing you on all the different snacks, but it's basically it's a Coke ad. And in the ad, you'll notice everybody's drinking Coke Zero Sugar. I don't know why they changed it. I think they changed it from Coke Zero to Coke Zero Sugar because people assume that Coke Zero is a different flavor. And it's a little different, but anyway, everybody's drinking Coke Zero Sugar in the ad. Like, Coke is all in on pushing that version of it to keep itself around for the next, you know, 100 years. And if you go to the movies or if you go to any of those places that have the dispenser where you can pick all the different flavors and you just press, touch the button on the screen for what you want, they've got tons of zero sugar options in those. Because they know if they want to stick around, that's what people are going to want to drink. So it's become easier than ever to be able to access decent tasting zero sugar sodas that I do like, but I just don't even think about them anymore. And I never thought that that would happen. So what's something that you recently learned that you could live without that you never thought that you could? That's the question I'm going to ask today. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break right here, but we'll be back in a few moments. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. Picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. And that might be what TikTok is singing on Monday morning. But anyway, we're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm asking the question, what's something that you never thought you could live without, but that you recently discovered you actually could? We can talk about that. And speaking of having to live without something, we are never going to get another glimpse into the mind of visionary filmmaker and just all-around creative genius David Lynch, who passed away yesterday at the age of 78. And I'll probably be diving into a lot of David Lynch rewatches this weekend. Maybe start Twin Peaks over. Definitely watch Mulholland Drive, rather. But it is definitely a huge loss. And you know, when celebrities die, I don't really get worked up about it. But this one, I don't know, feels a little bit different to me. And Bob Uecker as well passing away at the age of 90. Who is, you know, probably known more for his broadcasting career than anything else, but also, you know, did play Major League Baseball and was a pretty funny actor. If you never saw Mr. Belvedere, he was pretty good on that show. I mean, I know people know his acting ability from the Major League movies, but he's just basically playing a version of himself in that. But on Mr. Belvedere, he was pretty funny. He could be the straight man when he needed to be, but he was also able to deliver as a comedian himself. So anyway, we can talk more about that and whatever else is on your mind. But right now, we've got to go into the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
A ceasefire deal reached in Gaza. New labels possible on alcohol sold in the United States. And a visionary director is warmly remembered.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced today that a deal has been reached to pause fighting in Gaza and secure the release of hostages. The agreement, which is set to free dozens of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, will also allow displaced Palestinians to return to their homes. But tensions within Netanyahu's government continue, with hardline ministers like Itamar Ben-Gvir threatening to quit over the ceasefire deal. The agreement comes after Israeli airstrikes killed at least 72 people in Gaza Thursday, while negotiations with Hamas had reportedly stalled over last-minute demands. Despite internal challenges, Netanyahu set to convene his cabinet to finalize the deal later today. On his first day back in office, Donald Trump has promised a series of bold actions, including launching the largest deportation effort in U.S. history and closing the border to illegal immigration. Trump has also vowed to end birthright citizenship through an executive order, though it remains unclear whether he can achieve that without a constitutional amendment. Additionally, he plans to impose hefty tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China, aiming to reshape trade dynamics and reduce illegal crossings. While many of the promises face significant legal and political hurdles, Trump's day one agenda sets the stage for an aggressive push on immigration, trade, and energy policy. The U.S. Treasury Department has proposed new rules requiring labels on wine, spirits, and malt beverages to include alcohol content, nutritional information, and allergen warnings. The Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau is seeking public input on the proposals, which would add an alcohol facts box similar to food nutrition labels. Additionally, labels would need to list common allergens like milk, eggs, and peanuts. While companies have been allowed to voluntarily include this information, advocates say mandatory labels are necessary for consumer safety. Public comments will be accepted through April 16th, with rules set to take effect in 5 years. In a high-profile legal battle, actor and director Justin Baldoni is suing his co-star Blake Lively and her husband Ryan Reynolds for defamation and extortion over their involvement in the film It Ends With Us. Baldoni, along with his production company Wayfarer Studios, is seeking at least $400 million in damages, alleging that Lively and Reynolds manipulated the film's marketing and spread false claims of harassment against him. The lawsuit follows Lively's own legal action, accusing Baldoni and others of retaliating against her for reporting harassment. Baldoni denies the allegations, stating that Lively's claims are false and that he made efforts to ensure her comfort on set. The ongoing feud has escalated tensions in Hollywood, drawing attention to treatment on film sets. And David Lynch, the visionary director known for his surreal dark films like Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, and the groundbreaking TV series Twin Peaks, has passed away at 78. Lynch, who was diagnosed with emphysema in 2024, reshaped American cinema with his unique, often disturbing storytelling. His works blended horror, noir, and surrealism, creating some of the most iconic and puzzling narratives in modern film and TV. His contributions were recognized with a Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2020. His family announced his death, quoting Lynch's own words, quote, "Keep your eye on the donut and not on the hole."
WBSM Sports.
Celtics home at TD Garden tonight to play the Orlando Magic. Game starts at 7. Bruins and Ottawa Senators in Canada Saturday at 3.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny on the South Coast today, a high of 37 degrees. Partly cloudy on Saturday, increasing clouds with early evening rain possible, a high of 45. On Sunday, morning sun followed by afternoon clouds and possible snow overnight into Monday, a high of 42 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Just you and I.
course, that's a song that was included in the TV series Twin Peaks. And something that people didn't understand and didn't get at the time. And really, there's two kinds of people. There's people who get David Lynch and his works and people who don't. I don't think there's anybody who is, kind of down the middle on, oh, I like some of his stuff. Like, you either get it or you don't. And if you don't get it, you don't like it. And if you do get it, you love it. And it's not for everybody, but it really is. It's art. Like when Twin Peaks The Return came out, and that's really like kind of his magnum opus in my mind. When that came out in, 2017, I think it was, people did not understand it. Even David Lynch fans didn't understand it. It's like, but you're not really supposed to. It's not a cohesive narrative. There isn't a start, a middle, and an end. There isn't a resolution to the story. Because it's art. And art doesn't have to have that story. I won't repeat the line because it's, profane, but basically Lynch once said that if you have the horizon in the middle of a shot, it's boring. And he was never boring. But when Twin Peaks first came out, ostensibly it's a murder mystery, and that's how ABC marketed it. But the murder mystery is just the hook to get you in to this weird place. And not just a weird place, but a weird tone and a weird vibe and a weird feeling. But he would take music like that sounded like it was something that belonged 30 years earlier and put it into that show. And there was always like time didn't exist to David Lynch. Genre didn't exist to David Lynch. And if you've never seen any of his work, give it a try and see what you think. It's hard to really kind of recommend, start with this. But I guess the simplest way in is to start with watching Twin Peaks. Now, season two of Twin Peaks isn't as good as season one because Lynch had less involvement. And also because the network was kind of forcing him into exploring more of the Laura Palmer narrative. But you need to get through it in order to set up watching The Return, which just takes us to whole different levels. And if you have Netflix, I don't know if it's still up there. I'd assume that it's still up, or if it's not, that they would put it back up. But in 2020, Lynch made a short film called What Did Jack Do? About a monkey accused of murder. A talking monkey, voiced by David Lynch, accused of murder, who is interviewed, a police-type interview by David Lynch. So it doesn't sound like something that's fun and interesting when I describe it that way, but when you watch it, you're like, what is this all about? That's kind of like the slow way in. If you want to just dive right in and take the deep dive, well, go to his first film. Go to Eraserhead. That's going to be the thing that if you can get that, then you'll get it all. But I think that taking it from the Twin Peaks side makes it a little bit more accessible to a lot of people, at least from, season one. But certainly one of my favorite. I remember watching Twin Peaks when it came out and, knowing that it was weird and different, but not really understanding all of it because I was a kid. I was, 11, 12 years old. But then that kind of set me up to always wanting to watch the weird stuff. To watch things that are outside of the box. And the weirder something is, the better. Now, I don't always like it. Sometimes I have a real problem with weird for weird's sake. But there's a lot of people out there who are just trying to be David Lynch that you can't. He was a singular vision. And I was lucky enough for the 30th anniversary of Twin Peaks to do a Twin Peaks week on my internet show that I was doing at the time. And we had for five straight nights, you know, it was a 4-hour show. So we could explore a lot, but for five straight nights, I had guests on that were associated with Twin Peaks. And the first night we had Mark Frost, who co-created Twin Peaks with David Lynch and really got a firsthand perspective of what it was like to work with him and create this amazing show. We had James Marshall, who played James on the show and who sang that song, Just You. He's the guy who has the story where Lynch, you know, famously said, okay, do that again, only better. Or do it again, only good. Good this time, is what he said to James Marshall. And so that's become kind of the standard David Lynch meme. But he told us that story on the show, and he told us about, you know, what it was like to be encouraged by somebody who wanted you to be as unique as you could be. You know, don't play this character just like another James Dean. You know, add your own twist into it. And we had Michael Horse on, and we had some other folks who were like scholars who observed Twin Peaks. And it was, and Christabel, who put out his last creative work with him. The two of them teamed up on an album last year. And she is very much the same type of person as him. Christabel, like, lives in a different universe than the rest of us. On a different plane of ethereal existence. So if you like things that are beyond the norm and that might be, don't go into it expecting to feel like you learned something or that you figured something out or that you followed a straight line from point A to point B, but you will come away feeling like you experienced something. And that was the magic of David Lynch. I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Welcome back. And that, of course, is The Cars. And if you are somebody who has a car that you park outside your house, you don't have a garage, you don't have a carport already up that you can park your car under, and now it's going to snow on Sunday night and you're going to have to come out and clear it off on Monday morning. Well, you could have a carport built by Isaacson Solar that will not only protect your car, but will also get you solar power. Of course, you know you can put a solar power system on your home or somewhere on your property, but how would you like to be able to do that for free? Because that's what Isaacson Solar is doing this month. They are selecting one lucky winner to get what will be the biggest prize we have ever given away here on WBSM. And actually, bigger than anything we've ever given away on Fun 107, too. You know, they get a They get all those big fancy contests, but they've never had a contest like this because a solar system could save you up to $100,000 or even more over the next 25 years. That's more money than a car, than a vacation, than anything else we could possibly give away. That's money in your pocket with a free solar system from Isaacson Solar. How do you enter to win? Well, all you have to do is go to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and you can enter there to win. But you got to enter by January 31st because that's when they're going to pick the winner. And you can also go to WBSM.com. We have a link to it up there too as well so that you can get over there and get yourself entered to win. And you could get a free solar system for your home and be able to say, not only am I saving money on my electric bill, not only am I eventually getting paid to go solar, but I didn't even have to make the investment myself. I won my solar system. You will be the envy of everybody in the neighborhood. And also, you will be the person who says, it's okay. You can fall asleep with the TV on. Okay. You can leave that bathroom light on overnight. You won't be that person running around shutting off everything. So if you want to enter to win again, isaacsonsolar.com or go to wbsm.com. We have it linked up there as well. And again, you have until January 31st to enter because it's a quick contest because they want to make sure that they select a winner and get them ready to start saving. And find out more about going solar by visiting isaacsonsolar.com. All right, let me take my final break here of the hour, get it done so that we don't run out of time. We'll be back in a few moments. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment when we come back on the other side. 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails, both available to you on the WBSM app. What is one thing that